Amen. And we're started. Good evening, everyone. Good evening to those that are on our conference line. God bless you on tonight. God bless those that are on our YouTube channel, as well as our Facebook channel. They are live streaming with us. Welcome on tonight. Amen. And those of you that are on conference line, if there are any comments or anything that you want to make, please feel free to star six yourself to say anything. Okay. The line is totally muted, but if you want to share a thought or anything you want to say, you can just star six yourself. We're going to open up in a word of prayer, and then we're going to get right into our lesson. So let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. We bless you again for this opportunity and privilege, oh God, to come together to study your word on tonight. Now, Heavenly Father, we just bless you and exalt you, Lord God. We praise you and extol all the glory and honor unto you on today. We're grateful, oh God, for your keeping power. We thank you for your grace that you've extended toward us today. Father, we just want you to know that we love you and appreciate you. We're excited about learning more and more about our King. Father, on tonight, we ask that you would move by your power and move by your might, Lord God. We know that you are always present with us and in us. Lord, we ask that you would manifest yourself among us on tonight. Move over these airways, Lord God, move in every home, move upon every heart that is listening on tonight and those that will listen at a later date, Lord. Father, just have your way. We believe in miracles, signs, and wonders here, Lord God. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for salvation, Lord God. We pray for those that need peace, that they will receive it, joy, Lord God, hope, whatever it is, Lord God, that they stand in need of, that, Lord, you will meet them here on tonight. Now, God, we ask that you would open up the eyes of our understanding, Lord God. Let this word fall on fertile ground of our hearts, oh God. Let us hide it in our hearts, Lord God. Let us meditate on it, Lord God. But most of all, let us apply it to our lives. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We ask that you bless every individual under the sound of my voice, even right now, Lord, that you would bless them, Lord, in a mighty way. We ask it now in Jesus' name, and the saints of God say amen. Amen. And a third amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. YP4JC. Good evening to you on our live streaming channel. Now, on last week, if you were with us, it's Florence's fault. We did not get to the teaching at all. We'll blame it on the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so the Holy Ghost moved the way he desired to move on last week. So we had actually living a kingdom principle life conclusion for last week. Well, it was not conclusion because we didn't even touch on it. Amen. And so tonight we're going to actually go into the teaching unless the Holy Spirit now, unless he decides to switch it up again. But we're going to go ahead and try to finish up on this teaching on tonight. Now, what I do suggest, and I always say this, that you have your Bibles present with you. If possible, I know sometimes some people, and I've done it, I'm moving and I'm, you know, in the car traveling from one place to the other, from work to home or home to work. And sometimes I can only listen to it and I don't have access to the Bible. But if you're sitting somewhere where you should be, if you're home at a quiet place with your Bible, with a notebook or a notepad that you could take notes, that's the ideal way of having a Bible study. Amen. If we're doing a Bible study, that means we try to sit somewhere where we can listen and we can jot down notes, not jot down the notes just to jot them down, but you're jotting them down because you're going to go back and look over those notes. You're going to listen to this again so that you can get it in your spirit. I said on last week that the teaching, how do I say this? As a former teacher, I just didn't teach a lesson one time and assume that the kids got it. So I could stay on one objective for a week or 2 weeks. Amen. Until we either took a quiz or from their responses or from the projects and homework, I saw that they got it. Amen. And so what am I saying? I'm saying just, you know, popping in on the Bible study. If you're not going back and listening to it, taking notes, studying it for yourself, I'm just going to be very candid and very honest. You're just sitting here listening. You know, it's not going to get in your psyche. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to get in your spirit where you can get a better understanding. And I think that's what has happened to some of us, not everybody, but some of us in the body of Christ. We went to Bible studies and we went to church on Sundays, but we just listened and that was it. You know what I mean? We didn't have a time to take notes, especially when it's in a teaching mode. It's easier. It's a little difficult with the preaching, but if it's teaching, it's a little easier. Amen. So please do that. If you can, you know, go back, listen to the CDs. I said the CDs. What year am I in? Go back and listen on the social media piece. Amen. Again, there a prophetess Yamiko has done teaching on it as well, so you can go back on our YouTube channel and you can pull some of those up as well, or you know, look for yourself. Amen. If you want to get into your psyche, find books and things that you can purchase on your own. Just study it. Amen. Just study the word, study the Bible. Amen. And get it in your heart, get it in your soul. We thank God for gracing on tonight. God bless you, Brother Charles. God bless you on tonight and everyone else. If you haven't put your name up or whatever, God bless you and welcome to Hope International Ministries, Bread of Life. This is our Bible study. I am Pastor Mary. I am the senior pastor of Hope International Ministries. So again, if you're just joining us, last week we had Living a Kingdom Principle Life conclusion. Well, those who are on the line, they know we didn't even touch it last week because the Holy Spirit came and he moved a whole different way. So I just labeled it part four, but it's really the conclusion. Amen. So get your Bibles, get your pencils and your pad. Amen. And let's go through our lesson on tonight. Amen. And so living a kingdom principle life, living a kingdom principle life. I'm going to start. I am not going to review. You got to go back and look, because when we review, we get in trouble. We go off. Right. So we're going to start right here. We're supposed to start on tonight. Amen. Amen. And so, people of God, we operate in the kingdom principle life. Amen. By maintaining a kingdom cultured environment. Let me say that again. We operate in a kingdom principle life by maintaining, amen. Good evening, Al Mal. By maintaining, operating, flowing in, walking in, amen. Living by a kingdom cultured environment. And so let me just say let's define culture. When we talk about culture, because we're saying a kingdom cultured environment. So if I were to define culture, culture is the way of life. It's a way of life for an entire society. It is that society's codes of manner, how they act, how they present themselves, how that society dresses, their language. Amen. So when we talk about the kingdom culture, we're talking about those codes of manner, and principles and laws, how we to conduct ourselves, how we are to present ourselves here in the earth realm. Amen. So culture, the way of life of an entire society. Now, I said we operate in a kingdom principled life by maintaining a kingdom cultured environment. And so a kingdom cultured environment is an atmosphere, people of God, where God's word, holiness, character and honor towards him are in dominion. Let me say that again. A kingdom cultured environment is an atmosphere. Wherever that, it could be in your home, it could be in your church, but it is an environment where God's word, holiness, character, and honor towards him are in dominion. And when we say in dominion, we mean in control. It is in dominance. It is the main thing that's happening. Amen. This environment should be maintained, and I said it earlier, it should be maintained in our homes, not just in church, amen, but in our homes. Our homes should have that. When people come to your house, here I go, y'all pray for me. But when people come to your house, amen, it should have that kingdom culture environment, amen. So they shouldn't walk into your house and it's all kind of, let's say rap music with all kind of profanity and, you know, everything that is contrary to the kingdom of God. We should have that atmosphere when we walk into your home. There should be that awe. There should be that presence, that peace. Amen. A lot of times, Florence said people come to our house and she says that they experience a peace here. And some people have said that, you know, it's very peaceful. Well, it's that environment that we cultivate. We're trying to cultivate that kingdom culture environment by God's peace, by his joy. You know what I mean? By his freedom, where people feel relaxed. They, you know, y'all know what I'm saying. So when they come to our house, it shouldn't be, you know, it's all kind of, liquor bottles all over the house. You know, that's not the culture. You know, profanity, everybody's mad at each other and yelling at, that's not the culture. Amen. So it should be relevant in our homes, certainly in our churches. Amen. So our homes and churches should be dwelling places and an embassy or embassies where the environment welcomes God to what? To manifest. And we say this in the church, at least in our church. We want to create an environment where God, his culture is manifest. His presence is manifest. It's not fake. It's not phony. It's not performance. Amen. It's authentic worship. We said last week that they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we want to cultivate an environment that welcomes God to manifest. Notice when I pray. When I began the prayer was, Lord, to manifest. We know that you're always present, but just if you would just manifest yourself on this line and in this teaching on tonight, reveal yourself. Let us experience you on tonight. And so God is everywhere at the same time, but that does not mean, Prophetess Flo, that he is manifesting his presence there. Amen. So we need his manifested presence in our lives and in our worship experiences, in our churches, in our homes. Amen. We isolate church and home, you know, church and job. But somebody said, and I think it was Florence, that it shouldn't be compartmentalized. It should be who we are. We're living this thing. This, what you see is God in me present. Amen. Not over here on Sunday and over there on Monday. No, it's a way of life for me. This is who I am. That way we're stable. People can't say, you know what? And we talked about that, I think, on Sunday school. You know, somebody said, oh, that one's a Christian. I never forget, Brother Charles, when I was working in the schoolhouse, somebody came to me and said, you know, Miss Mary, I believe you're a Christian, but this other person that claimed to be a Christian, they didn't believe that they were a Christian because of the way they interacted with people. Amen. We shouldn't be hard and mean and evil. We shouldn't be the ones that have conflict on our job. Amen. That are causing conflict and division. That's not God's kingdom being manifest in our lives, on our jobs, through us, are in our homes should be a home where we're always arguing and bickering, and the family is divisive. The husband and the wife not getting along. The husband's over in one room and the wife's in another. The kids are that's not the culture. Amen. So we want God to manifest himself in our homes, in our lives. Amen. And even glory to God in our ministries. Now, a kingdom culture, he's talking about the kingdom culture, right? A kingdom cultured environment is a disciplined environment. I'll say that again. And those of you that are on the YouTube channel and Facebook, you guys can see it. Those of you that are on the conference line, you have to write it down. A kingdom cultured environment is a disciplined environment that welcomes God's manifested presence. Have you ever been, I'm going to put myself up here so I can wave to everybody. Hey, have you ever been to, I'll say a service and the Holy Spirit begins to move in the midst? Glory to God. The Holy Spirit, you see the Holy Spirit's manifest presence. You see the Lord moving, and sometimes people just shut them off, you know, because they feel like we have to stay on an agenda. We have to stay on a program. Amen. And so we don't want to shut down God's presence, the Holy Spirit's movement in the midst of us. We don't want to do that as well. And so a kingdom cultured environment is a disciplined environment, and it welcomes God's manifest presence. Prayerfully, people will recognize God's manifested presence, because sometimes people don't recognize it. And that comes, why is it that people don't recognize? Let me just say that. What could cause people not to be able to recognize the presence and the movement of God in a worship experience? What could lead to that? Hallelujah. Anybody, I know Proverbs 4 is like, anybody, y'all could type it in. It takes them a while to type it in. What would cause us not to recognize his presence when we're supposed to be children of God and citizens of his kingdom? How can we miss his presence? Anybody, somebody, glory to God. I'm opening it up. Glory to God. Okay. Problems flow. You are mute. So if you're trying to say anything, I don't know. I'm shouting her out. She's probably like, why? So if you're talking, we can't hear you. Sometimes I think that we are, she was on mute. I know her. You were talking, right? But I did that last week, I think, on one of the meetings.
Well, actually, I wasn't talking, but oh. I was on mute. I think that it's a lack of knowing voice. Mm-hmm. I think it's some people are religious, and so they don't recognize his voice. They believe it. They have a relationship, but it's kind of religious activity.
Yeah. Or you're right. If you don't spend time with God, you don't know him. You don't know he's present. Right. Because you don't have necessarily a relationship. Amen. With God. Grayson says no faith, unbeliever. Absolutely. That as well. Amen. So we don't want to be in that category. So we're talking about a kingdom culture environment is a disciplined environment that welcomes God's manifested presence. It is not edited with religious symbolism. That's just what you said. Just religious. Amen. Paganism or worldliness. Woo. That's a big one. Worldliness. Nor is it a place that's under the influence of racial customs or traditions. You know how sometimes, you know, we get into, you know, like we love Kwanzaa, you know, we as an African man, we celebrate Kwanzaa, but we don't want that to become the central theme. You know, in our churches at that time is really about the birth of Jesus Christ. See what I'm saying? So we can let traditions and mm-hmm. customs and some paganism enter into our worship if we're not cautious. Amen. Amen.
And I think also sin in our lives.
Say that again. Yeah, I think
because
somebody...
I know a time where I was, saved and walking with the Lord, and then I decided I'm going, doing what I want to do in my flesh, and I could feel the pull. I could feel myself being pulled away mm-hmm. from God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And moving towards that thing. Mm-hmm. That person at that time. So I think that sin causes our ability to hear God. You get dull. You get dull.
Yeah. When you hear. Yes. Absolutely.
Because you're kind of like out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so a lot of times, like, people look at the prodigal son and, that he physically left. But you could be sitting in church every day and be a prodigal.
That's true. That is true.
Because you become dull of hearing.
Sin will do that, and
yeah.
The more you indulge and not repent, you know what I'm saying, speedily, I think mm-hmm. it does dull your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And as a result of it dulling that relationship, you find it more difficult to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. And some, mm-hmm. and I believe guilt sometimes too. Guilt and shame will cause us to shut down and we're not able to sense his presence. You know what I mean? Because I'm engulfed in guilt mm-hmm. or shame. You know what I'm saying? So there are a gamut of things. But we know in all those cases with sin and guilt and shame, we can just repent. God, get it, do it immediately. When you know you messed up, really, don't wait around. Just repent. God, forgive me. Like I said, I'm not trying to, put a crutch for people because, we do mess up. But when you recognize you mess up immediately, God, forgive me. Immediately seek repentance, because sometimes mm-hmm. we just, brush over that thing. But when the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. Convicts your heart immediately, don't wait till later. This, God, forgive me right now. Cleanse me. Wash me, Lord God. Forgive me, and get it right. Get it right. The sooner the better, actually. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Amen. So it is a holy environment, a kingdom cultured environment. We said it's a disciplined environment that welcomes God's manifested presence. It is a holy environment. Principled in God's word, ain't no shenanigans. It's built on the word of God. It recognizes who God is, and that environment welcomes his presence. Holiness sets the lifestyle. Now, we know holiness is not how we dress and all, we dress according to the kingdom and modesty. We know how we're to dress. Amen. We don't dress like the world because we don't act like the world. So we get holiness mixed up. It's got to dress. You got to have dolly. You got to no makeup. It's all about the inside. Amen. It's about the change that's going on the inside that's going to manifest on the outside. So for that kingdom environment to allow the manifestation of God's presence, holiness sets the lifestyle, righteousness sets the standard, and our honor, love, and appreciation toward God sets our motivation towards him. Is Jesus, I used to, Miss Simmons, one of the lady that mentored me earlier in my walk, she always would tell me it's Jesus plus nothing. when you're preaching, Jesus plus nothing. You're not adding none of your stuff. It's about him. So it's the same thing with the cult, the kingdom culture divide. It's Christ. It's God. It's nothing else. Amen. Everything points.
Mm-hmm.
Lifestyle, righteousness, that sets the standard, and our honor and love and appreciation toward God sets our motivation toward him. It should be an environment that welcomes God in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. You don't have to go there. I'm not going to go there, but write it down. It says, God is spirit, and they that worship him, then we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And last week I read for you, what does it mean to worship God in spirit and in truth? It is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is inside of every believer. He dwells in us, and it's he that brings you into the realm of true worship. It's not flesh. It's not emotion. Father God, I'm trying to just get through this lesson. It's not emotion. Glory to God. But it is truth. That thing is so, it is so much in your, you have to come from your spirit. Amen. Because that's the place where God is. Glory to God. So it's the Holy Spirit inside us that brings us into the realm of true worship. And so that is why true worship can take place at any time. It doesn't have to be at the church. It can be in the car. Glory to God. Right. The other day we got out of the car and started shouting. I don't know what happened. Something happened. We were coming home from church. And I said, girl, that's a shout right there. And I haven't done that in a long time, but we pulled that car over and we got out and we began to praise God. Amen. And worship him. Amen. God must be present. Yeah. Listen, people of God. God must be present in order for there to be true worship. It cannot be shenanigans. It cannot be performance. Glory to God. It can't be, you know, just business as usual. It can't be hype, but glory to God. God's presence has to be there. Of course it has to be there, because God's spirit is connecting with the Holy Spirit in you. Him, he is manifesting and connecting with his spirit in you. Glory to God. God is not just inside a church building. He's everywhere we go. Glory to God. On your job, you can go into worship. Hallelujah. You can worship God on your job. Go in the bathroom and give a quote. You might have to, you know, be quiet because you don't want to send you out of there. But listen, you can worship. Yes, you can worship anywhere. Amen. True worship brings us into the rim of the Holy Spirit, brings us into the rim of true worship, and God must be present in order for there to be true worship. We just got to get out of a form of godliness. We must get pressed past this place of know-how. My God, we have to just, you know, relinquish all of that and say, God, I want a real experience. I want that Damascus Road experience. I want to touch heaven with my spirit and know that I have in my shadow, I have entered into the throne room of God. I'm tired. Y'all forgive me for a minute and just pray for me, but we want this real thing. I don't want the fake. I don't want the phony. I don't want the know-how. I don't want the performance. I want God. There's a singer that says, I want God. That's all the song says. I want God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. God bless you, Apostle. I see Apostle Barry. God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let me tell you, when we get to that place, amen, when we get to that place, then you know, you don't even have to lay hands on folks for them to be delivered and healed. The Holy Ghost, the presence of God, glory to God, people will fall out under the power and the anointing of God. They will come up healed. They will come up whole. Hallelujah. It will be manifested. He will be manifested, and then people are going to believe. Hallelujah. I think we're in this place where people just not going to believe. You know, they tired of hearing preaching. You know, we be preaching. People been preaching that stuff. You know, ain't nothing happening. It's still same old stale. I'm just going off. Y'all just, if I'm out there, y'all just, I'm sorry. It's just that stale stuff, the stale stuff, the same old. You go in, you come, you do the same thing. You go out. Ain't no power. Ain't nobody being saved no more. Ain't nobody being delivered no more. Ain't nobody tarrying. We were talking about tarrying. Ain't nothing going on in the church, but y'all collecting money and preaching, but there's no power. Glory to God. Yeah. And so people are not going to come in that church till the power comes. Amen. And I hate to say it, but they it's going to have to be miracles, signs, and wonders. It really is, for people now to believe, because we have just stripped that thing. We just stripped it, you know, and people just like, oh, I've heard that, you know, I've been there, done that, moved on. Amen. So we really got to get in the place. Glory to God. This thing got to, We got to move. We got to move. Real encounter. Absolutely. Real encounter of God. Thank you, Jesus. I want God. Yes. Hallelujah. Then people will believe. People. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's just, it is no power. It's just, it's stale. How can I say this? It's stale, or either it's performance based, and even that's stale now. Cause now we know the C chord on the keyboard. We know, you know, we got to press this. Let me shut up. I need to just stop right there. Stop it, Mary Mallory. Stop it right there. Just say stop it, Flo. Cause I don't want to dig myself in nowhere. Where is the power? Yeah, where is the power? Glory to God. Where is the power? Where is the power? Glory to God. I'm going to tell you where that power is. The power, and I'm guilty. Glory, I'll be the first one. The power going to come from really fasting, putting that plate aside, turning that TV off, getting off that social media. Yeah. Girlfriend, I can't talk to you tonight because me and God, we got an appointment. I'm laying on my face. It ain't no 4-hour fast. Yeah. Glory to God. It ain't no 6-hour fast. God, I'm going in a week fast. And whether you tell me to do 3 days with just liquid, whatever it is, God, because I want to break the ceiling. Because you know what? I feel like we had a ceiling, right? We're at the, those that we want to just break the ceiling, but we have to do those things that will allow the manifestation of the power of God to be fluent and to flow. Where is the fasting? Where is the praying? We can't even get people to get on the prayer line. Glory to God. Get 4 or 5 people and they get tired. Glory to God. Let alone fasting. Oh my, come on now. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. You know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know God. I am telling the truth. What are we doing? Hallelujah. I don't know what's up on my screen. Let me pull that out of there. I don't even know what that is. Hold up, y'all. Just wait 1 minute. I'm going to get on back over there. But you know what I'm saying? Y'all understand what I'm saying, right? Y'all get what I'm trying to say. You know, we want all of this kingdom manifestation and God's power, but we don't want to do. We don't want to do what is necessary for that to be prevalent, for us to experience it. Amen?
Amen.
It's easy to say it. It's easy to say it. It's easy to say it. Whatever it takes. Absolutely. Fast and pray. Whatever it takes. Y'all just pray. I just feel God right here. And you know what? I feel like sometimes I'm just... And here's the thing. You know, some people we work. And our lives get busy. And as a result of all of that, it squeezes out God. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And when I get to God, I'm too tired now. When I get to God, I'm going to only give you 10 minutes because I'm ready to go to bed. You see what I'm saying? He has to become Lord. He has to become our all in all. But we want him to manifest, right? We want to operate in this in this kingdom. But we're not doing our part. Am I the only one to feel that way? I'm just being honest now.
Amen.
Look, I got... Okay. Amen. I don't know what's up there. This thing is really... You know, the devil is a lie. Ways to... Glory to God. I'm just looking at this thing here. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what y'all seeing on the screen. Amen. Okay. All right. Let me go back. Let me go back. Glory to God. I just felt the Lord right there. I'm trying to stay on point here. But, you know, I just feel like we have, it's just more people. It's more to God. It's more. I'm telling you, it's more. You know, if God says that I'm healed, then I'm healed, and I want to experience the manifestation of my healing. If God says I'm delivered, then I want to experience things. I'm tired of talking. I'm tired of hearing. You know, I want to experience this thing. And I want to go into the presence of God. I want to be in fellowship where I see the manifestation of the presence of God. It's no longer just talking about it, but like you say, it's being about it. We are experiencing God. And I believe that we can be there and we can do that because God, he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has not changed what he has done. Glory to God. You go back through the scriptures. If he's done it through the scriptures, glory to God, he's still God. And if he's still God, he's still performing miracles, signs, and wonders through us. Are we a clean vessel? Are we a clean vessel? Where's repentance? Where are we teaching repentance? Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Repentance. Yeah. Okay. Do we still say that in the church? Holiness. We still say that. Righteousness. I just told you that. Holiness sets the lifestyle. Righteousness sets the standard. And our honor, love, and appreciation toward God sets our motivation toward him. Our environment, like we said, we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's an environment of truth. Maybe that's why. It's an environment of truth, honor, gratitude, praise, and worship. Praise and worship. Glory to God, not entertainment. This is an environment that welcomes God to manifest his presence and influence our lives. There's no way that you and I can be in the presence for real of God and come out and still be doing that same old crap. There's no way. Pastor Felicia, listen, I'm 62 now. I'm not holding back anymore. Amen. Because she on there. I'm not holding back anymore. Glory to God. Glory to God. We don't want to just have an experience with God in church, but we want to experience him in our lives. This is how our lives are empowered, influenced, and impact. You want to create a culture that welcomes God's presence and influence in your home. Go to Acts 13. Go with me to Acts 13. Come on. Let's go to Acts 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 13. Let's go to the New Testament. Acts 13. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. Verses 2 and 3. I'm in Acts. Hallelujah. 13, verses 2 and 3. And it says, while they were worshiping the Lord and going without food, and I'm in the CEV version. I'll check it. Let me switch it over to the New King James. Oh, let me go over there later. Let me go to the New King James. All right, let me go there. All right, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Amen. So what did they do? They fasted and they prayed in order to hear from God. Amen?
Amen.
They learned to set the environment to welcome God so that they could hear from God. God would manifest. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, let's move on. Application. Let's look at application. And it's on the board. The ones on the line, you have to listen. Application. Develop a time of prayer, praise, and worship. Develop, which I do, a playlist of songs that lead you into praise and worship. Make it a daily practice, people of God, to listen to them and praise and worship God in your what? In your home, in your car. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Respect and honor God in obedience. See, here's the other key piece to the kingdom. Okay? Obedience. Amen? Obedience, which I hope we get to tonight. So respect and honor God in obedience. Recognize his blessings and express your gratitude toward him. And above all, respond to his guidance and to his promptings. That's an application, something that we need to apply in our lives. Amen. Now, we operate in the kingdom principle life by being kingdom minded. By being kingdom minded. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Let's go over there. 1 Corinthians. And chapter 2. 1 Corinthians. I'm going to bring it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Come on, let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Verse 14 and 16. I'm going to scroll down, so watch your eyes. 14 and 2:16. It says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we, glory to God, say we, y'all on here say we, glory. We have the mind of Christ. We operate in kingdom principled life by being kingdom minded. We, the body of Christ, we have the mind of God. Amen. All right, let's move on. I don't want to go on too much onto that. Amen. All right, so to live according to God's kingdom. To live according to God's kingdom principles, we must think according to his word. This requires that we read, study, and apply his word to our lives. Let me say that again. We must think according to his word. How do we do that? That requires that we must read, study, and apply his word to our lives. What this does, this renews our thinking, people of God, and causes us to develop God's perspectives, or what the Bible calls the mind of Christ. You must read. You must study the word of God. You must apply it. That's why I said, if you on this line and you're not going back and you're not going through the scriptures, you're not going back, listen to teaching, not even here, but even in your own church, whatever your pastors, when they're teaching and preaching, if you're not going back and listening and applying, you're just sitting here. You're just getting information. That's all you're just being fed information. We want to be past that. Amen. We want to experience the things of God. So you have to know about the kingdom. You got to know about his principles and laws in order for you to be able to apply them in your lives to cause this mind to be transformed. Amen. That we begin to think kingdom mindedly. Amen. I'm at the point, glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm believing God. I'm believing him for the miraculous. I'm believing him for the miracle. Amen. I'm believing God. If he said it, Florence, it is so. Because what has happened, we've lived in this realm, or we live in this earthly realm, and we forget that we are also spiritual beings. Amen. And we are citizens of the kingdom of God that operates differently from this realm. So we can pull that rim here into the earth rim. Amen. But you got to believe. You got to call that stuff forward. You got to get the word of God and say what God says. Say what God says about you. Say what God says you can have. You want joy? God, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Apply that joy to your life. Sadness is going to try to come up. Yeah. But you start talking to that thing. You start talking to sadness. No. Back up. No. The joy of the Lord is my strength. No. I have the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God formed within me. That devil start trying to go, no. God has not given me a spirit of fear. I fear no man. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power of love. And then he tells me I have a what? Sound mind. My mind ain't off. Come on, you gotta talk that. You gotta talk it. And you gotta believe it. And you gotta apply it. Amen. Come on, y'all. Am I just saying, just collecting data. Yeah. That's what we do. Apply the word to our lives by faith. And the apostle said, we just collecting data. Yeah, if you just sitting here and you're not applying it, you're not going back and listening, you're not writing down, you're not, studying the word, you just come to church on the Sunday. Let me tell you something. The Sunday is not going to get it. Sunday ain't going to get it no more. It's just not. It's just not. The world is becoming more wicked. My God, you need to get into the principles of God and begin to apply what his word says. Amen. All right. Amen. This impacts our perspective as we see things through the lens of God's word. This leads us and provides wisdom. It builds our faith as well as gives us understanding of God's will and our current conditions. We renew our minds, people of God, by reading and studying. Let me say that. Studying God's word. Kingdom-mindedness empowers, leads, and liberates us through the truth of God's word. Let me say that one more time. Can I say that one more time? Kingdom-mindedness. Mm-hmm. When we think kingdom-mindedness, when we apply the principles and the laws of the word of God in our lives, and it begins to transform our minds, amen, it empowers, it leads, and it liberates us, amen, through his word, his principles. Mm-hmm. All right, let's look at an action point. Well, let me read you an action point. A part of seeking God is committing to reading and studying his word. People of God, put yourself on a daily devotion and reading schedule. All right, you want to avail yourself of the word of God and grow in a daily time of fellowship with God. You need God. Amen. You need his word. Mm-hmm. His word is our roadmap. Amen. It's our constitution. Amen. It's our manual on how to live. You need the word of God. Amen. Amen. You can't live without it. I don't know how anybody can live without it. Amen. If you are, you're living, if you don't understand it and you're not applying it or you don't know it, then you're going to live a defeated life. And why, right? When you have it all available to you, but you got to know, you have to know. Amen. All right. I'm trying to finish up. God's kingdom is a kingdom of laws. And I don't know where I'm at on this because I'm all in. Amen. Amen. So God's kingdom is a kingdom of laws. Let me pull that up. Amen. Here we go. Amen. They typing so fast on here, but I want to share it. Amen. Amen, Apostle. God's kingdom is a kingdom of laws and principles that impact every area of our lives. I just told you it's a roadmap, it's a constitution, whatever you want to call it. It's the Bible, it's the word, it's the truth. Amen. The question is, how does God's kingdom translate and impact our lives here on earth? In other words, how does it operate in the earth realm? How does God's kingdom, right? How does it impact our lives here? It impacts our lives by leading our behavior, guiding and empowering us by his spirit and word, and how we act and treat others. Let me say that one. And how we what? Act and treat others. Let me repeat that. How we what? Act and treat others. It also impacts our lives by giving us God's what? Perspective. It's not my perspective. It's not the world's perspective. If I'm going through something, if I need direction, then I'm not going to go to the world's way, the system, right? Mm-hmm. But we're going to go to the kingdom of God. Amen. And we're going to get God's perspective through his word. So we're not approaching this world according to its culture. No, 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 no. But we're living a kingdom principled life according to the word of God, the principles and the word of God. Our lives are impacted by invoking God's influence through its laws and its principles. Now, the more we understand and obey, okay, let me say that one, obey. The more we understand it and obey God's word, the more we will experience his kingdom results. Let's say that again. The more we understand it and obey God's word, the more we will experience his kingdom results. Make sense? Come on, y'all, talk to me. That making sense? Amen. Okay. All right. Kingdom has order. Yes. Help us, God. It's a matter. It matters how we are to. It sure is. It sure is. And, you know, okay, let me keep moving because I'll fuss, Floyd. I don't want to fuss. Amen. 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 Okay. So this impacts our perspective as we see things through the lens of God's world. Or his word, excuse me. This leads us and provides wisdom. It builds our faith as well as gives us understanding of God's will and our current situation. We renew our minds by reading and studying God's word. Kingdom-mindedness empowers and leads. Did I repeat that before? Empowers, leads and liberates us through the truth of God's word. Did I repeat that, Florence? Florence, right? I think I did. Amen. I think I read that. Well, y'all, we need to hear it again. The Holy Ghost said you need to hear it again. Amen. So you got to hear it again. All right. This is where I was. The question is, how does God's kingdom translate and impact our lives here on earth? And I told you it impacts our lives by leading. I'm trying to finish this. That's why. By leading our behavior. Guiding and empowering us by his spirit and word and how we act and treat others. It also impacts our lives by giving us God's perspectives. So we're not approaching that's where we were, this world according to its culture, but we are living a kingdom principled lives. And we said our lives are impacted by invoking God's influence through his laws and principles. The more we understand and obey God's word, the more we will experience hallelujah, his kingdom. Consider the law of harvest. You know the law of harvest. How much time I got? I don't have much time. Let's go there anyway. Come on, Galatians. Come with me. The Galatians, I'm going to bring it up anyway. That's all right. Those that have to go ahead. But I'm going to finish it. Galatians 6, please. Go with me to Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Let's go there. Watch your eyes. There we go. Consider the law of harvest, right? It says here in Galatians 6, 7 and 8, and I'm almost finished. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also what? Reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the spirit will of the spirit reap everlasting life. All right. So where you are today in part is the result of this principle that we just read. It determines that you will reap, glory to God, what you sow. I said that on Sunday. It does not matter what the seed is. Amen. If you sowing seeds of discord, it's going to come back to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If you watered and you cultivated whatever that seed is, it will reproduce after its own kind. Amen. Go to Genesis 1:1. Flip over there. I'm moving quick. Y'all just got to go back and listen. I'm moving quick. Genesis 1:11. 1:11. Come on, let's go there, please. In Genesis 1 and 11, it says, then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. So whatever you sow, glory to God, if you sow in goodness, mm-hmm. you get goodness back. See what I'm saying? Whatever you sow, you reap what you sow. Amen. And those scriptures substantiate mm-hmm. that. And so what's the application? I'm moving fast. Am I going too fast? Tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Here's the application. Be mindful to operate according to God's principles. One of them is the law of the harvest. Consider sowing either by serving in your local church or in an area that speaks to your heart's interest and giving to an area that you support and desire to do well. You want to invoke this kingdom principle to work in your favor. Amen. Again, remember, you reap what you sow. Amen. It will produce after its own kind. Last principle, then I'm finished. We operate in a kingdom principled life by applying and obeying God's word. Let's go to Joshua 1 and 8, and then I'm going to go to Isaiah 1 and 19. So let's go to Joshua. Amen. And again, excuse me flipping, but I'm going to flip it here. And I'm in the New King James, Joshua 1 and 8. Let's go there. Yeah. Here it is. And it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your what? Your mouth. But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way what? Prosperous. Oh, I would underline that one. And then you will have good success. So what will make my way prosperous? And what will allow me to have good success? When I do what?
Meditate.
Yes.
On the word of God.
Thank you. So when I apply it and when I'm obedient to the word of God, go over to Isaiah 1 and 19, please. Isaiah 1 and 19. Go with me there. Come on. I'll pass you. Come on, Isaiah. Here we go. 1 and 19. I'm going to scroll up. Here it is. Isaiah 1 and 19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The principles of the kingdom are God's word. They outline how to invoke God's laws and influence all of our lives. The kingdom of God is a greater kingdom operation than any system on this earth. It will work, glory to God, when things on earth appear unstable. Is it unstable right now? Yeah. Uh-huh. And it will again, as I said, it is imperative to seek and operate in God's kingdom because it will impact every area of our lives. Amen. It supersedes any other kingdom. Action point. I know. I flew through this. Action point. Live a life of obedience. Don't try to find a way to skirt around or avoid obeying God's word. Why? Because that will hinder your growth. Subject your life to the word of God through obedience as a child of God and kingdom citizen. It defines who is Lord and King in and over your life and whose kingdom you are following. Amen. Whew, Father God. Listen, if y'all ain't get nothing else out of this, listen to me. And then I'm done. I'm going to turn it over to you, Prophet Flo, because I went over 4 minutes. We hear a lot about the kingdom, Minister Mott. And we know that Jesus came, right? And he talked about the kingdom. That was his one of his center focal points, the kingdom of God, right? The kingdom of God is at hand. You must, and we just said it, not only must you get an understanding of it and of the principles and of the word of God and meditate and study the word of God, but the key principle is obedience to God's word, to his principle, to his constitution, whatever you want to call it, to his truth. Because so many people want to cry out about the kingdom. You hear what I'm saying? But you don't want to walk in obedience. Being a part of God's kingdom is walking in obedience. We read it in Joshua 1 and 8. We read it in Isaiah 1 and 19. When we're obedient to the word of God, it's for our benefit because it opens up the kingdom and its influence in and over our lives. Makes sense, Florence? Because I did a lot and I did quit. Makes sense. It makes sense. So, with that being said, glory to God, I knew I flowed through this one. Whew. If nothing else, you have to obey and apply the principles of the kingdom of God so that it can influence our lives and we can see the miracles, the signs, the wonders. Amen. We can see all the blessings, the spiritual blessings, and all of the things that are ours as citizens and children of God. Amen. All right, there are no questions. I'm going to turn it over to you, Prophet Flo. I feel like I went through a whirlwind on tonight. Hallelujah. I pray y'all gained something on tonight because I know I was flying. I was flying, but hallelujah anyhow. Amen anyhow. Glory to God. Can I get some people over there to type hallelujah and amen. Glory to God because I just wanted to be victorious, Prophet Flo. I am victorious. Matter of fact, I'm not. Yeah. Listen, I am hallelujah. Victorious. You are victorious. Yeah. Amen. Get this word. If we get this word, if we get this thing, I'm telling you, and understand the kingdom. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's going to open up. Glory to God. Yeah. It's going to open up for us. Amen. So I'm teaching this thing, but y'all got to get it in. You got to get it in here and start operating in it. Amen. Start operating in it. Florence, I'm turning over to you. Glory to God. God bless you. Love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Father, we thank you.
Yes, God.
We praise you, Lord God. We bless your name for this blessing on tonight, Lord God. We just thank you that we will hide this word in our heart that we may not sin against you, Father. Lord, and we also want to repent, Lord God, in those areas, Lord, where we were found wanting, Lord God. We repent, Lord God, for those areas that we know that you have been unctioning us, Lord God, and that you have been speaking to us, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just simply have not been obedient, as Pastor said, Lord God. But we thank you on tonight that as you show us, nobody else, but show us ourselves, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
That we ask your forgiveness, Lord God.
Yes,
and that
God.
We will, hallelujah, do what true repentance, Lord God. That
yes,
we
God.
Will, Lord God, hear you. ask your forgiveness and then turn away from. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Allow you to renew our minds, God, to walk in your way and in your will, Father. So, Lord, we just thank you for who you are, for all, hallelujah, that you do for us, in us, and us, Lord God. And we give you praise, we give you glory,
hallelujah,
and we give you all of the honor, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you in advance. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance,
glory
Lord
to God.
For what you have already done in the spirit realm that we are about to walk into.
Thank you,
Father God. We say thank you.
Hallelujah.
Because we realize that without you, we are nothing and can do nothing. But with you, Father,
yes,
we
Lord.
Can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, even as we lay our heads down on the pillow tonight, God, that we would have peace. Hallelujah.
Glory
not
to God.
Sleep, but that we would rest in your peace, oh God. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you,
Kingdom
Lord.
People of God. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We'll see you again on next week. Put these things into practice. I want to start hearing some testimonies. Amen. Go back and listen and do what you need to do, but put it into practice. Amen. So we can start seeing and hearing the testimonies. God bless you. And we'll see you on next.